Welcome to Inventing Daily with Carolyn Kane. It's a place where inventors can share their ideas and their products and help other inventors over the rough patches, because it's a long journey. Today, my guest is Jim Watts. He's actually a heavy-duty mechanic who has invented a product that may help many, many people with leg cramps. I don't know about you, but I've been awakened in the middle of the night and jump out of bed. It's his product is really, I think, easy to understand. And welcome, Jim. Thanks for being on.
Hi, Carolyn. It's good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about you and how this came to be.
Well, I actually started about 8 years ago. Went to see my doctor regarding my leg cramps, hamstring cramps in particular. I would wake up in the middle of the night with literally my hamstring muscle would be S-shaped. I'd jump out of bed, massage it. Maybe 20 minutes later, it might be gone, maybe not. I'd find sometimes be sore 2 days after. So I went to the doctor to see what I can do. Initially, started with hydrating. That didn't work. Let's try vitamins. That didn't work. Foot ins or shoe inserts. That didn't work. Compression stockings, they really hurt. I gave up on those within 2 hours. So I sat down one day and I'm thinking to myself, through the mind of a mechanic, if a machine has a problem with a small part, it can actually cause the larger part to have difficulty or fail. So because I have rheumatoid arthritis, my toe joints are badly damaged. I thought, well, if those things are lined up properly, would that help? So I made this first strap, worked for about a month, no cramps. I thought, yeah, making too big a deal out of this, can't really be working that well. Because I'm my own biggest pessimist. So I stopped wearing it for 2 weeks. Then I got hit with the worst one I'd ever had. I thought, well, let's put this thing on to see if it would help. That's all I hoped it would do, was help. Not only did it help, it stopped it within seconds.
Wow.
I said, oh my God, I got something here.
Wow.
That's when I took out the patent.
Huh. So you created a, as we call it, a prototype and played around with that, with actually the mechanics of the feet.
Exactly.
Ooh. That's amazing.
The principle it works on is the reflex response. Subconsciously, we have a reflex response. For instance, if I'm sitting here talking to you or standing talking to you, I don't concentrate on how I'm standing or what muscles I'm tensing to stay upright. I just concentrate on our conversation, because that's all automatic. It's all subconscious. That's why the leg cramps come in the middle of our sleep, because our conscious mind is less involved. The subconscious is not. It's still there and it's still happening. Oh, it's a huge amount of information on this.
I don't know what that noise is. It sounds like reverb. Pretty interesting that your body would do that and tell you you've done something wrong. It's amazing. I found that with the leg cramps I had, I mean, I try and drink a lot of water, and I was thinking about it last week before we set the date for this, that when I sit in a high top or a bar stool and my foot is flexed in an awkward position for any length of time, I thought, oh, we should move to another table. It'll be fine. And that night I had wicked leg cramps.
Calf cramps?
No, in the feet. Well, yeah, the calf and the feet, not
across
hamstring.
The top of the foot on the top and underneath the balls of your feet. That area?
Right.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, well, it didn't. I don't want it to be normal.
Yeah, well, they're the most common. Calf cramps are the most common cramps.
Are they really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, 37% of the population gets cramps in their lifetime, calf cramps or leg cramps. Over 50% of people over 65 get them, 7% of children get them, and 50% of pregnant women get them during pregnancy, but not after or before.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, it's extensive. 2.8 billion people on this planet suffer from leg cramps in their lifetime.
Amazing. And what's on the market? I mean, I haven't seen anything that has helped.
Let me read you a little something from Dr. Oz. One of the ads I found. Dr. Oz says the real cause of leg cramps and other muscle cramps too is severe magnesium deficiency. Studies have proven that that's actually a placebo. It doesn't work.
Really?
Anyway. And high dose, high absorbing magnesium is what he said works. It doesn't work. Many studies have been taken out for that reason. They all found that they're just a placebo. In Europe, it's greatly used as a treatment, but it's actually a placebo. It's more of a talking people into thinking it works. Certain things you can do that will actually prevent leg cramps at night. Anyway, carrying on with this product here, the part I really enjoyed was the frequently asked questions. How effective is cramp defense really, and how quickly does it work? And they say, this is a quote, "In our experience, many people get significant results from our product. Some people have become totally free of leg cramps. Could be another reason. Others have seen a significant decrease in pain and or frequency of their symptoms. This could mean that the pain is cut in half, or they only get cramps once a week instead of every night. Everyone is different." They have no guarantee, because there is no guarantee. They don't know the real reason. I found it out.
And that was from somebody else and their product.
Cramp defense. That's their advertisement.
Oh, wow.
Nobody. Nobody claims 100% effectiveness, because nobody has it. The only thing magnesium will do is dull the effects of nervous inputs or outputs. That's all it does.
Oh, really? Okay. I wondered what the connection was, because that's what I had heard from a lot of people, is magnesium.
It's really, magnesium, potassium, and sodium are our main structures of our nerve cells. That's what they're mostly composed of.
So you're a mechanic, but you know a lot more about the mechanics and the medical end of this just because you started playing around with
8 years of study.
Wow, that's amazing. And so tell me, I can see some feet on the bureau behind you. What are they made of, and where are they made?
Well, they're made of cotton. They're made in North America, not China.
Okay.
They're all handmade. They have to be. You can't really machine produce these things because there's no production facility available at this point in time that will do that.
Can you show me what one of them looks like?
Yeah, I'll show you the most common one, the most common problem. Get this right? Okay.
Okay, pull it back a little bit because it's too bright. Yeah, you're still, I'm not sure why you're so bright. Do you have a light shining?
Oh, shoot. Hang on. I lost you.
I still see you, but the light is really bright. So maybe get in the
shadow. Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can see it now.
All right. Oh, here we are. Where'd it go? Okay, here we are. These fake feet. Ah, that's better, isn't it?
Yes, but pull it back away from the camera a little bit. So, okay, and then okay. Now it's still bright.
I can put some more light. Hang on.
No, less light.
Less light on.
Yeah. Because I can't see the.
Is that all right?
Let's see that foot. I'll tell you. Oh, much better. Okay. So keep it this way so I can see. There you go. Oh, okay. So
this is for calf cramps.
That's for the calf cramps?
Yes.
Huh, a strappy.
Basically it is. This is for 24/7 calf cramps. You only actually require, this is if you don't like to wear socks to bed. This is why you would use this. If you don't mind wearing socks to bed, it's actually more effective. The strap will look like this. If you don't mind wearing socks to bed.
Pull it back a little bit and tip it. Okay. So it's just over. So the other one just holds it in place so it doesn't slide off.
All three are important in this. These three toes are actually your nerve centers for your footing and balance, your footing and stance.
Right.
These are the ones that report back to your brain what's happening with the way you're standing. These have to be lined up.
Okay.
They have to be lined up in a row. If they're not, you can have a problem with the cramp. Friday night, I wasn't wearing my strap, and I started getting a foot cramp, which is unusual. I never get those. The second toe was actually heading for the moon. I thought, okay, push down on it. It reduced the cramp some. Until I lifted up the third toe is when it stopped completely. I had to hold it there for a while till it receded. Then I could put the strap on, and then it just stayed away. These are actually nerve inputs from these three toes is why you get the cramps. This actually what causes the reflex response from the brain. It's really extensive. There's a lot I can bore you with this.
Wow. So that's just an easy fix. Not so easy. 8 years in the making, but.
It's 100%.
Wow. So.
It works every time. Sorry.
And is it hard to put that on when you're having a leg cramp?
You do it before that. You can put it on when you have a cramp, but it's much better to just stop it from coming altogether.
Right.
It'll prevent it from coming.
Because I hadn't had them in a long time. And then last week, it just, you know, woke me up out of a dead sleep. So
yeah,
not fun.
It's normal.
Not fun. But well, that's what I was wondering how challenging it would be. You're in the midst of, you know, pain to put that on. So is that Velcroed? So once you intertwine in it, put it around the toes?
Yep. Just wow. Velcro. Put it down underneath here.
And then just tighten that.
That's it. Not too tight though.
Just so
if you tighten this one up too much, you'll end up with a thigh cramp.
Huh. Amazing.
They will work off each other. That's what I originally had with thigh cramps. My wife, she had calf cramps. So it worked on my thighs. I thought, okay, let's try my wife. All of a sudden it made it a lot worse for her. I thought, okay, let's reverse it, see if that helps. When I did, that's when it stopped. Now, she's terrified to be without them.
No, but what you're saying you reversed it. What does that mean?
Well, this, okay. If you have this too tight for a calf, like such as the second toe coming up, that'll be a reverse of what it's supposed to be doing. Or pardon me. Yeah, going up. That'll actually create hamstring cramp.
So how do you mitigate that?
You make sure it's just loose enough so it keeps the three toes level. That's it. No more than that. No tighter than that and no less than that. And that will work and it will stop them all the time, every time, because it does.
Wow. But you said that you have one for a thigh cramps. So how is that different?
This is for thigh cramps. Now you're seeing the way the second toe is being held down.
And in the other one, it was being held up.
Right. Because with a calf cramp, what you'll find is your second toe is going to head on down below the other two. With a thigh cramp, the second toe heads up between the other two.
And it seems so silly to say that something like that could cause so much pain.
Oh, God, it does. I have one woman.
Wow. And so that's just the reverse. And I see that you're strapping it on the top as opposed to underneath.
Yep.
And then the other strapping just holds it all in place.
Yeah. So if you're sleeping, you don't have to wear this part. I personally don't. It's just there if you don't like to wear socks. That's all.
Does it stay in place if you're not wearing socks?
No. In the sleep, it will be rubbed off in the night. Anyway, this isn't very good. This foot isn't very good. But it's like this is how it's going to look. Just like that. That's for hamstring.
Huh.
That's the way I wear them. Because my second toe heads upwards. This won't work if you're missing your second toe or you've had foot nerve removal surgery in your foot, particularly in your ankle area. The two nerve groups that actually service these three toes are called the deep peroneal nerve and the deep plantar nerve. They actually encompass all the toes like that. Those three toes have those nerve endings around those three. And that's where it all starts.
It's so fascinating that it would take a mechanic to figure this out. Are you selling it in any stores yet, or
just online?
Just online. Okay.
Let me tell you what some of my customers have said. Most of my customers are in Florida, California, and Australia, the hot countries or hot areas. And that's probably why people think hydrating is important. When actuality, it's just simply a reflex. One woman there, she used to drink pickle juice. She'd have like one shot of pickle juice. It might work. That's where the dulling part comes in. That's where it interrupts your nerve signals. She'd have two. Sometimes it might work. It takes 20 minutes to work. Well, what that means is the crap's just done its chore. It's done. It's not the pickle juice anything.
Right.
So one time there, she took her drink of pickle juice, and it was coming strong. It was one of those ones that'll make her cry. Took the second shot of pickle juice. She says, it wasn't working. So I told her a little trick you can do to find out if this works for you. I said, take the foot, stand on the foot of the leg that's cramping. Use the heel of your other foot and press down on the three toes, big, second, and third toe. I says, your cramp will stop, and yours will too if you try it. Works every time. So she did it. She couldn't believe it. It was gone in seconds. So she said she spent the rest of that day putting her heel on her toe a lot. It works every time. She got her strap. And I tell you, I've never had a bigger cheerleader in my life. She is just totally in love with this thing.
Wow.
Another one down in New Zealand? No, Australia. She talked to her two neurosurgeons about this strap. She's tried everything. Well, I mean, when you've got two neurosurgeons, it means you're really trying everything.
Right.
They said, try it. It's not medicinal. You don't inject it. You don't rub it on your skin. You just wear it. She wrote back. She was quite happy. And at the end, bottom line, she said, Jim, I think you're a bit of a genius. Now, to get those compliments is complimentary, but it's kind of embarrassing too. Because, you know, I'm just a mechanic.
No, but it's actually what you're doing. I mean, you're looking at the levers going up and down pretty much.
Yep.
And one thing does something else that causes a reaction.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yes. I've read lots of studies. I belong to ResearchGate, which you have to have either patent or a PhD to belong to. Read many studies on this, and you'll find that medical science is basically sort of a hallway mind. They concentrate strictly on what are you missing in your system? What can we add to your system? They don't look at the mechanics of it so much, except in the case of, for instance, bunion surgery. That's when they do some brutal things to your bones.
Right.
But it's amazing how everything's related. And when you look at certain things, like for instance, people who've had transplant surgery, and they pick up likes or dislikes of the people whose organs they received.
Right.
You've heard of that too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because we're programmed. Our nerves are programmed. Our brain is programmed. It functions within the complexity of the brain, and how it works and how it functions is just incredible. Far beyond any computer we could ever think of.
Amazing. Amazing. Now, the straps are made of what?
Cotton.
Just cotton.
Cotton.
Wow. And where do you make them?
The straps are, the material comes out of New York. The other is Velcro. I believe Velcro is based in New York too.
Okay.
I make them here.
How many, are you selling a whole lot of them? Or, I mean, what would happen if, the goal would be to let the world know, you'd just have to get somebody to make them.
That's the scary part about this. Because it could go so big, and I know it can, the frightening part is, how big could it go? Can I keep up with it? How would I be able to deal with it? I've only been selling on my website only. I've been just talking about it on Facebook because I'm actually kind of frightened that it may get huge.
Well, do you have a patent? Do you have a patent?
Oh, yeah. If you look up the World Intellectual Property Organization website, look up Extremity Alignment Strap. It's in there.
Oh, okay. So it's a utility patent?
No, it's an intellectual patent.
Okay.
Like utility or design patents are actually kind of worthless.
It depends on who you talk to. Thank you for sharing that. I have four, but
well, it's like Princess Coca-Cola.
So tell me what the difference is with yours.
Well, mine is something that's never been researched. It's never been proven. It's never been, it's functional is what it is. It's intuitive is what it is. It's something that nobody else has thought of, but it works 100%. That's the part that's frightening, because everybody I sell it to, anybody that buys it, love it. They're thrilled with it because it works every time.
Hmm.
So my early test ones, one fellow who, one of my first test subjects, had knee surgery in 1976. He tried everything to get rid of these cramps he got after the knee surgery. 4 years ago, I had him test my straps. He's also another fellow that walked into the shop and yelled across, "Jim, you're a genius."
Hmm.
That works for him, and he's never had a cramp since.
Wow.
He's actually tried to sell it. He's tried to put it in his sports companies and everything else. What it does is amazing.
Huh. So how many can you produce? I mean, what's the limit right now?
Well,
a guesstimate. I mean, so if I ordered some, do you have stock? How do you do it?
I have some stock, because you need to have something. I don't have the demand for it because I don't push it. I don't force it. I really don't. I have no advertisements online. I don't pay for any advertisements. I haven't done that yet. I could probably produce, my guess at this point in time, possibly 50 a day.
So the fabric comes to you, and then who makes them?
Well, I'd make them or else I have to have a team of grannies do it for me.
Yeah, I didn't hear the answer. You make
a team of grannies.
Okay.
You know, people who want to do it in their spare time to make X amount of dollars for each one.
Okay. But that would be interesting to see what it would take to actually put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had offers of people saying, we'll advertise your product. We'll put on ads and TV and everything else. And only for $25,000. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm 65 years old. I'm already sitting on my pension. My lifestyle is the way I like it. I'm comfortable. So these are things that kind of stand in my way.
Well, and I agree. That's, you know, $25,000. I had a lot of those people, but they prey on inventors. It's a very predatory environment.
Oh, God.
It's very predatory, which is one of the reasons that I'm doing this, is to, showcase inventors and showcase their ideas and their products. And just part of it is, Jim, to show that it's possible. You've got a problem, and you, or a lot of people have a problem, and you found the solution to it. And so now I think it's one of those things that should be shared. I mean, you can't keep it a secret if you want to help more people, I guess. Question is, how do you do that?
Let me give you a little note about patent lawyers. Back in 1982, I had three ideas I wanted to patent. Two of which did make it to the market, but not through me. I took these three ideas to these patent submission places out here, and I asked, how much would it cost me to patent these things? They quoted $10,000 each. I'm a young guy at that time. I thought, there's no way I can afford 10 grand a piece. And I'm no entrepreneur either. So I thought, okay, so I got upset. I just left the things there. Within 6 months, Craftsman screwdrivers came out with the very tip that I designed. 6 months after I brought this to that office. The other idea, of course the patent would run out by now anyway, is things you see on the store shelves where a can will roll down for the dispenser. plastic dispenser. That was the other one. And the third one, I can't remember. It wasn't that good, obviously. So this time with the patent, what I did do is I spent 2 years studying patent law. I went every minute I had, every break I had, I studied patent law. I wrote up my own patent. I submitted it. I went through examination 3 times before I finally got it right. In 2017, I was granted the actual patent. It was accepted then.
Wow.
That's so it incredible. Cost me $1,500.
Mine costs a whole lot more. And you don't know what you don't know. No. I mean, that was the last thing I knew was patent law and how to do it and what to do. And there are a lot of people that will try and take advantage. Well, or that's their business, is just to look and see if they can get inventors to, you know, to pay for them. And whether it's marketing or advertising or whatever. So the question, so you have some available, and I think it's obviously a valuable product because it would save a lot of people a lot of pain. Yeah. I think that it could be helpful for us to let people know how they would order. So you're just selling them on your website, which is called stopacramp.com, which I'll put in the notes for the podcast. So if anybody wants information on it, they can go directly to you and purchase it. I think I saw that you have 2 different sizes.
Yes. Is that correct? 2 different types. Actually, well, pardon me. There's 4 types. Hamstring and calf cramps, men's and women's sizes.
Okay.
So.
And is there a difference in the cost between the two?
All the same.
All the same. Okay. It's just a difference of sizing for the, between the men's and the women's. But if it's Velcroed, you can pretty much adjust the strap to hold it on.
You need to, because not everybody's toes are the same size.
Yes, that's for sure. That is for sure. And with all of your experience, what would you tell an inventor? What was your, let's say, biggest challenge in this journey?
The first thing is, your idea going to work? Is it intuitive? So you find an idea, you think this is going to work. Next thing you do is do a basic patent search. You get somebody to do it for you. I don't know what it's cost, about $250, I believe it is. Have them look it up for you to see if it actually is out there before you take the next step. If you look at the way patents are constructed, they can be very confusing because you got lawyers working on this stuff, right?
Right.
And they use words that are like really big that really don't have a lot of meaning, just like medical terminology. There's one word, I think it had about 13 letters in it, that actually meant the same side of the body. That's it.
Wow.
Lawyers are the same thing for patents too. They use big words or the construction in such a way that it's hard to understand. You can do it in plain English. Do it the way you can understand it. And they will accept that.
True. And on the USPTO site, there you can get help from them, which is great. We did a patent class for people that are brand new. What is a patent? What does it look like? And what does it all mean on the patent once you're doing the research? Because it can get very confusing if you've never, you know, if you're, I had a couple of people, one was a hairdresser, and she just couldn't figure out the patent system. And so we created a class for beginners, let's say. So what advice would you give a new inventor?
Go with your dream. Make sure you've tested it thoroughly. Make sure you test it with people you can trust. Pardon me. You can get a disclosure agreement done. Some companies are quite honest. They will do it all right. Just make sure what you've got, you know, is going to work, or the idea looks like it's quite feasible. The second thing is, where do you want to patent it? Because an international patent application is just that. It's an application. It's not a patent for the planet. Right. If you want a patent, you have to patent in each individual country. It just gives you 5 years to do so.
I know. It's very expensive.
Unless it's in China and India. They have their own system. If they want to rob your patent, they can go right ahead and do it.
That's true. That is true. Well, so you have inventory now if anybody wants to purchase it?
Yep. And instructions and videos.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and I could bore you stiff with all the information on it.
No, well, you know what? The only information that most people want is, will this stop the cramps and how fast? And, well, you know, that's the key. Because
it's right now. It's right now. It's instant when it happens. And it'll stop it from coming at any time, all the time.
So do you find that the people that you've sold it to are people that have leg cramps all the time, or is it more of an occasional?
Well, it really is up to the person. I mean, most of the ones that buy it have a real problem with it. The one in Australia would get them approximately 7 times a day.
Wow.
Every day. She has them no longer. She's been, I guess, about 8 weeks now, not a cramp at all.
Wow.
The one down in California, she used to get them 2 to 3 times a week, excruciating ones for her. She no longer gets them. Myself, I used to get the really nasty ones. I haven't had a cramp in 6 years. It applies to most of us over 50 because it's mainly due to our muscles and our tendons. Our tendons shrink when we age. It changes the signals the nerve center sends back, or the nerves send back to the brain, as to what's happening with our stance and footing. It all goes on that. Just when children are growing, their tendons are changing because they're growing. Things are changing there. So therefore, the cramps do occur with them in sleep too. Pregnant women, now, that's another animal altogether.
I would
because
think.
Because it's 150 miles an hour for everything in their body. And this is just part of the nerve signals.
Wow.
That's the one we haven't got a lot of research on.
And is there more research since you've been doing this that has popped up?
The only one is pregnant women. I haven't had enough of that, trying that. As far as people over 50 goes, it works every time.
Huh.
Children, they don't try them that much.
Well, my daughter-in-law is pregnant. I'll have to ask her if she's had any leg cramps.
50% of women do.
Hmm.
So, yeah. See.
Well, good. Well, if anybody has any questions, can they reach you through the website, or is that the best way?
Or my email, if you like.
Okay. So what I will do is put your email in the comments. And, you know, I think it's a fascinating, it seems like such an easy fix. Of course, 8 years later. But, and then some, I'm sure. But if it works, it works. It doesn't have to be complicated.
I think it works on the only thing that doctors have not looked at. They call them idiopathic leg cramps. They say there's no causative reason for it. That's because they never knew what it was. I found out what it was by being a mechanic.
So it is pretty funny when you think about it, that all these, you know, talking heads and all of these, you know, well-educated doctors, and they're looking for a quick fix. They're not looking at the root cause.
They have tunnel vision. They think everything's coming.
Yeah. Giving somebody for high blood pressure instead of finding out why somebody has high blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a big difference.
My doctor has sent people my way too.
Oh, good.
So good. He's quite competent in it. And my neurologist, or no, rheumatologist, that's his name. He sent people my way.
Wow.
And it works.
That's fantastic. Well, what I'm going to do is put this on the website. I'll put your stopacramp.com on there. I'll add your email, and we'll share this with as many people as we can.
Well, there's one more thing they can do. If they're on Facebook, go to I Hate Getting Leg Cramps at Night.
Okay.
And there I talk some of the story about how it came to be what it is. There's an extensive threads of people who have tried it, their reaction, their response. It might be interesting if you really want a long read.
Right. Okay. I can add that to the comments and see if anybody is interested in, you know, if they want to go one step further. And of course, they can always call us at Inventing Daily. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your information. I hope that we can help a lot of people with this podcast. And tell all your friends and family, and we'll see if we can get you more sales and help more people. Yes. And for anybody else that would like to be a guest on the show, or has, if you know anybody that has a product, you can call me or email me at carolyn@inventingdaily.com. And as always, keep inventing daily. Thanks, Jim, and I'll be in touch soon.
Thanks, Carolyn. I'm waiting for my audition date too for Dragon's Den.
Oh, there you go. That could be fun.
We'll see what happens.
Stay tuned. You'll have to let me know. Okay, all right.
So